You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Equites Property Fund, the real estate investment trust listed on the JSE, released their interim results for the 6 months ended 31 August 2025, the first 6 months of their new financial year. The business is on a stronger footing with a loan-to-value ratio below the industry standard of 40%, sitting around 37.2%. We're going to be taking a look at the performance of the business and getting a sense of how the business is faring with the company's chief financial officer, Leila Razak. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of the business these 6 months. Leila, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. A decent start to the first 6 months of the year, even through what many might consider a somewhat challenging environment. We're expecting things like interest rates to come down and start affecting the returns that real estate investment trusts are able to realize. But there are other factors at play in the property space. How do you reflect on your first 6 months?
Thank you, Jimmy. I mean, as you said, it's been quite a challenging period the last 6 months, but not only the last 6 months. I think the last 2 years have been quite challenging for us as a business and for a number of other property counters. Like you say, we've been waiting for interest rates to come down. They haven't necessarily come down as aggressively as we have thought. But despite this backdrop, we're very pleased with the results that we've produced. Our distribution per share has grown, and that's sort of the most important metric that investors look at. And very importantly, we've shown distribution growth, and we're guiding to show full-year distribution growth of between 5 and 7%. So for us, despite everything else that's been happening in the background, we're very, very pleased with our results for these 6 months.
Leila, the business operates a portfolio in South Africa, but also has a portfolio in the United Kingdom. Take me through just how you're finding the two environments. Are they performing the same? Are you finding perhaps some challenges that might be isolated to one market and not necessarily presenting in another market? Or are you kind of seeing that some of the global factors are affecting both?
Yeah, I think for the first time, what we're really seeing is a divergence between South Africa and the UK. And we're seeing far more challenging business conditions in the UK right now. And I think what makes it more challenging for a South African investor is the fact that we have a higher cost of capital, which we'd like to deploy into a jurisdiction which is supposed to be lower risk, but may not be fully compensating us for the returns that South African shareholders demand or expect. So throughout our results and through the pre-close period, we have been saying to investors, look, we are exploring the potential of actually disposing the majority of our UK portfolio. And that's a process which we're actively pursuing right now. So looking at potentially disposing that UK portfolio and then focusing on growth ambitions in South Africa.
Leila, what do growth ambitions in South Africa look like? The South African property market has kind of little nodes that are performing exceptionally well, but we are seeing other nodes that previously might have struggled potentially starting to recover.
Yes, so that's exactly where we see ourselves, because our focus is on top quality logistics assets, what we call A-grade logistics facilities, and our focus is really on the top end of the market, so tenants like ShopRite and TFG and DSV. What we find is that there is a large amount of demand coming from these tenants. So if we focus on that top end of the market, because retailers are looking to optimize supply chains, we're still looking at third-party logistics providers who are being required to invest in infrastructure so they can deliver online or e-commerce sales, we're seeing massive demand for the type of asset class that we operate in. So for us, we really do see this as a time for us to take advantage of this demand. I mean, within the sector and the subsector that we operate in, we're seeing low vacancy rates of just around 1.9%. So given that constraint on supply as well as the demand coming through, we believe that this is the perfect time for us to expand in South Africa.
Leila, when real estate investment trusts look to expand on portfolios or even make different portfolio decisions, such as the disposals that we saw you guys put through in this first 6 months, it allows a business to not only reflect on where you are at the moment, but also to reposition your balance sheet, because for a business that operates in your industry, long-term investments and long-term assets are pretty much what you deal in. And so I suppose these restructures don't happen very often. Is this kind of direction and trajectory something that would then mean that some acquisitions and some other transactions might be off the table until this is over? Or is it just going to be a part of an overall restructure to say, perhaps this is the new direction that we're moving in and this is how we're going to go about it?
So I think it's a combination. The first is, about 2 years ago, we embarked on what we call the strategic disposal program, where we really looked at our entire portfolio. Our LTV was creeping up. It was above that 40% that you mentioned earlier. And we looked at the entire portfolio and said, which assets are we looking to strategically dispose of? Assets that may potentially be too small for us, assets which weren't particularly ESG compliant, or assets which weren't situated in one of our logistics parks. And so we embarked on quite an aggressive disposal program. And now what we're seeing is we're coming out of that aggressive disposal program, and we're really looking at now building scale in terms of what we would call modern logistics facilities. So either looking at acquiring these types of facilities or developing these types of modern logistics facilities. So really just improving the overall quality of our portfolio through recycling out of some of the older properties and investing into brand new ESG compliant state-of-the-art logistics facilities.
Speaking of ESG, Leila, the business currently has a solar capacity of around 27 megawatts. Is there a plan to increase that? Is that part of the shift and the focus to say, yes, we are greenifying our properties, but perhaps even the new things or the new acquisitions we look for are going to have to meet some of those requirements upfront?
Yes, absolutely. So we're looking at adding another 5.1 megawatts to the portfolio over the next 2 to 3 years. That's coming from developments which we have earmarked or from existing properties where we're looking to retrofit them. And then when we do look to acquire new properties or develop new properties, all of them have to meet our ESG requirements in terms of both solar, and we look at water treatment facilities or water treatment options at those facilities, and then just reduction in carbon emissions as a result of developing and operating those buildings. So ESG is very much in our DNA, and it's part of what we look at when we make any acquisition decisions.
An interesting 6 months lies ahead for the team at Equites Property Fund. They are looking to potentially rethink how they're approaching their property portfolio, but what is very clear is that ESG and greener projects will remain in focus. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Leila Razak, the Chief Financial Officer of Equites, for joining us to give us a sense of their first 6 months.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.